Tractate 6 John 1. 32, 33. Part 2. Consider, beloved, why also was there a something pointed out by means of the dove, as that the dove, namely, the Holy Spirit in the shape of a dove, came to the Lord on being baptized, and rested upon him, whilst by the coming of the dove John learned this, that there dwelt in the Lord a power peculiarly his own to baptize. Because it was by this power peculiar to himself, as I have said, the peace of the church was made secure. And yet it may be that one may have baptism apart from the dove, but that baptism apart from the dove should do him good, is impossible. Consider, beloved, and understand what I say, for by this deception they mislead such of our brethren as are dull and cold. Let us be more simple and more fervent. See, say they, have I received, or have I not? I answer, thou hast received. Well, if I have received, there is nothing which thou canst give me, I am safe, even on thine own evidence. For I affirm that I have received, and thou, too, dost confess that I have received, I am safe by the confession of both. What then dost thou promise me? Why wouldst thou make me a Catholic, when thou wouldst not give me anything further, seeing thou confessest that I have already received that which thou affirmest thyself to possess? But when I say, come to me, I say that thou dost not possess, who yet confessest that I do. Why dost thou say, come to me? The dove teaches us. From the head of the Lord she answers, and says, thou hast baptism, but the charity with which I groan thou hast not. How is this, says he, I have baptism, and have not charity? Have I the sacraments, and not charity? Do not shout, show me how can he who divides unity have charity? I, saith he, have baptism. Thou hast, but that baptism, without charity, profits thee nothing, because without charity thou art nothing. The baptism itself, even in him who is nothing, is not nothing. Baptism, indeed, is something, I, something great, for his sake, of whom it is said, this is he that baptizeth. But lest thou shouldst fancy that that which is great can profit thee aught, if thou be not in unity, it was after he was baptized that the dove descended, as if intimating, if thou hast baptism, be in the dove, lest what thou hast profit thee not. Come, then, to the dove, we say, not that thou mayest begin to have what thou hadst not before, but that what thou didst have may begin to profit thee. For thou didst have baptism to destruction without, if thou shalt have it within, it begins to profit thee to salvation. For not only was baptism not profitable to thee, and not also hurtful, even holy things may be hurtful. In the good, indeed, holy things are to salvation, in the evil, to judgment. For we certainly know, brethren, what we receive, and what we receive is at any rate holy, and no one says that it is not, and what says the apostle? But he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh judgment to himself. He does not say that the thing itself is bad, but that the evil man, by receiving it Amos, receives the good thing which he does receive to judgment. Was that morsel which the Lord delivered to Judas evil? God forbid. The physician would not give poison, it was health the physician gave, but by unworthily receiving it, he who received it not being at peace, received it unto destruction. So likewise also good heed to what thou hast, by that very thing which thou hast thou wilt be condemned. Wherefore? Because thou hast what belongs to the dove apart from the dove. If thou hast what is the dove's in the dove, thou art safe. Suppose thyself a soldier, if thou hast thy general's mark within the lines, thou servest in safety, but if thou hast it out of bounds, not only that mark will not be of advantage to thee for service, but thou wilt even be punished as a deserter. Come, then, come, and do not say, I have already, I have enough. Come, the dove is calling thee by her sighing. My brethren, to you I say, call by groaning, not by quarreling, call by praying, by invitation, by fasting, let them by your charity understand that you pity them. I doubt not, my brethren, that if they see your sorrow they will be astonished, and will come to life again. Come, then, come, be not afraid, be afraid if thou do not come, nay, be not afraid, rather bewail thyself. Come, thou wilt rejoice if thou wilt come, thou wilt indeed groan in the tribulations of thy pilgrimage, but thou wilt rejoice in hope. Come where the dove is, to whom it was said, My dove is one, the only one of her mother. Seest thou not the one dove upon the head of Christ, seest thou not the tongues throughout the whole world? It is the same Spirit by the dove and by the tongues, if by the dove the same Spirit, and by the tongues the same Spirit, then was the Holy Spirit given to the whole world, from which Spirit thou hast cut thyself off, that thou mightest clamor with the raven, not that thou mightest sigh with the dove. Come, then. But thou art anxious, it may be, and sayest, I was baptized without, I fear lest therefore I am guilty, in that I was baptized without. Already thou beginnest to know what thou hast to bewail. Thou sayest truly that thou art guilty, not because of thy receiving, but because of thy receiving without. Keep then what thou hast received, amend thy receiving it without. Thou hast received what is the dove's apart from the dove. Here are two things said to thee, thou hast received, and, apart from the dove thou hast received. In that thou hast received, I approve, that thou hast received without, I disapprove. Keep then what thou hast received, it is not changed, but recognized, it is the mark of my King, I will not profane it. I will correct the deserter, not change the mark. Boast not of thy baptism because I call it a red baptism. Behold, I say that it is so, the whole Catholic Church says that it is so, the dove regards it, and acknowledges it, and groans because thou hast it without, she sees therein what she may acknowledge, sees also what she may correct. It is a real baptism, come. Thou boastest that it is real, and yet wilt thou not come? What then of the wicked, who do not belong to the dove? Saith the dove to thee, even the wicked, among whom I groan, who belong not to my members, and it must needs be that I groan among them, have not they that which thou boastest of having? Have not many drunkards baptism? Have not many covetous? Have not many idolaters, and, what is worse, who are such as stealth? Do not the pagans resort, now Christians secretly seek out diviners and consult astrologers. And yet these have baptism, but the dove groans among ravens. Why then dost thou boast in the having it? This that thou hast, the wicked man also has. Have thou humility, charity, peace, have thou the good thing which as yet thou hast not, so that the good thing which thou hast may profit thee. For what thou hast, even Simon Magus had, the Acts of the Apostles are witness, that canonical book which has to be read in the church every year. You know that every year, in the season following the Lord's Passion, that book is read, wherein it is written, how the apostle was converted, and from a persecutor became a preacher, also, how on the day of Pentecost the Holy Spirit was sent in cloven tongues as of fire. There we read that in Samaria many believed through the preaching of Philip, and he is understood to have been either one of the apostles or one of the deacons, for we read there that seven deacons were ordained, among whom is the name of Philip. Well, then, through the preaching of Philip the Samaritans believed, Samaria began to abound in believers. This Simon Magus was there. By his magical arts he had so befooled the people, that they fancied him to be the power of God. Impressed, however, By the signs which were done by Philip, he also believed, but in what manner he believed, the events that followed afterwards proved. And Simon also was baptized. The apostles, who were at Jerusalem, heard this. Peter and John were sent to those in Samaria, they found many baptized, and as none of them had as yet received the Holy Ghost in like manner as he at that time descended, so as that they on whom the Holy Spirit came should speak with tongues, for a manifest token that the nations would believe they laid their hands on them, praying for them, and they received the Holy Ghost. This Simon who was not a dove but a raven in the church, because he sought his own things, not the things which are Jesus Christ's, whence he loved the power which was in the Christians more than the righteousness Simon, I say, saw that the Holy Spirit was given by the laying on of the hands of the apostles, not that it was given by them, but given in answer to their prayers, and he said to them, How much money will you that I give you, so that by the laying on of my hands also, the Holy Ghost may be given? And Peter said unto him, Thy money perish with thee, because thou thoughtest that the gift of God was to be bought with money. To whom said he, Thy money perish with thee. Undoubtedly to one that was baptized. Baptism he had already, but he did not cleave to the bowels of the dove. Understand that he did not attend to the very words of the Apostle Peter, for he goes on, Thou hast no part nor lot in this faith, for I see that thou art in the gall of bitterness. The dove has no gall, Simon had, and for that reason he was separated from the bowels of the dove. What did baptism profit him? Do not therefore boast of thy baptism, as if that were of itself enough for thy salvation. Be not angry, put away thy gall, come to the dove. Here that will profit thee, which without not only did not profit thee, but even was prejudicial to thee. Neither say, I will not come, because I was baptized without. So, begin to have charity, begin to have fruit, let there be fruit found in thee, and the dove will send thee within. We find this in Scripture. The ark was made of incorruptible wood. The incorruptible timbers are the saints, the faithful that belong to Christ. For as in the temple the living stones of which it is built are said to be faithful men, so likewise the incorruptible timbers are they who persevere in the faith. In that same ark, then, the timbers were incorruptible. Now the ark is the church, it is there the dove baptizeth, for the ark was born on the water the incorruptible timbers were baptized without, such as all the trees that were in the world. Nevertheless the water was the same, not another sort, all had come from heaven, or from abysses of the fountains. It was the same water in which the incorruptible timbers which were in the ark were baptized, and in which the timbers that were without were baptized. The dove was sent forth, and at first found no rest for its feet, it returned to the ark, for all was full of water, and it preferred to return rather than be rebaptized. But the raven was sent out before the water was dried up. Rebaptized, it desired not to return, and died in those waters. May God avert from us that raven's death. For why did not the raven return, unless because it was taken off by the waters, rest for its feet, whilst the water was crying to it on every side, Come, come, dip thyself here, just as these heretics cry. Come, come, here thou hast it, the dove, finding no rest for its feet, returned to the ark. And ark sends you out to speak to them, and what did the dove afterwards? Because there were timbers without that were baptized, it brought back to the ark an olive branch. That branch had both leaves and fruit. Let there not be in thee words only, nor leaves only, let there be fruit, and thou returnest to the ark, not of thyself, the dove calls thee back. Groan you without, that you may call them back within. Moreover, as to this fruit of the olive if the matter be examined, you will find what it was. The fruit of the olive signifies charity. How do we prove this? Just as oil is kept down by no liquid, but bursting through all, bounds up and overtops them, so likewise charity cannot be pressed to the bottom, but must of necessity show itself at the top. Therefore the Apostle says of it, "Yet show I unto you a more excellent way." Since we have said of oil that it overtops other liquids, in case it should not be of charity, the Apostle said, "I show you a more excellent way," let us hear what follows. "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass, or a tinkling cymbal." Go now, Donatus, and cry, "I am eloquent." Go now, and cry, "I am learned." How far eloquent? How far learned? Hast thou spoken with the tongues of angels? Yet though thou wert to speak with the tongues of angels, not having charity, I should hear only sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. I want solidity, let me find fruit among the leaves, let there be not words merely, let them have the olive, let them return to the ark. But I have the sacrament, thou wilt say. Thou sayest the truth, the sacrament is divine, thou hast baptism, and that I confess. But what says the Apostle? If I should know all mysteries, and have prophecy and all faith, so that I could remove mountains, in case thou shouldest say this, I believe, enough for me. But what says James? The devils believe and tremble. Faith is mighty, but without charity it profits nothing. The devils confessed Christ. Accordingly it was from believing, but not from loving, they said, "What have we to do with thee?" They had faith, but not charity, hence they were devils. Boast not of faith, so far thou art on a level with the devils. Say not to Christ, "What have I to do with thee?" For Christ's unity speaks to thee. Have fruit, and thou returnest to the ark. The reason why we seek you is, because you are bad, for if you were not bad, we should have found you, and would not be seeking you. He who is good is already found, he who is bad is still sought after. Consequently, we are seeking you, return you to the ark. But I have baptism already. Though I should know all mysteries, and have prophecy and all faith, so as to remove mountains, but have not charity, I am nothing. Let me see fruit there, let me see the olive there, and thou art called back to the ark. But sayest thou, "Why do you seek us if we are bad men?" That you may be good. The reason why we seek you is, because you are bad, for if you were not bad, we should have found you, and would not be seeking you. He who is good is already found, he who is bad is still sought after. Consequently, we are seeking you, return you to the ark. But I have baptism already. Though I should know all mysteries, and have prophecy and all faith, so as to remove mountains, but have not charity, I am nothing. Let me see fruit there, let me see the olive there, and thou art called back to the ark. But what sayest thou? Behold, we suffer many evils. Would that you suffered these for Christ, not for your own honor. Hear what follows: they, indeed, boast sometimes, because they do many alms, give to the poor, because they suffer afflictions, but it is for Donatus, not for Christ. Consider how thou sufferest, for if thou sufferest for Donatus, it is for a proud man, thou art not in the dove if thou art suffering for Donatus. Donatus was not the friend of the bridegroom, for had he been, he would have sought the glory of the bridegroom, not his own. See the friend of the bridegroom saying, "This is he that baptizeth." He, for whom thou art suffering, was not the friend of the bridegroom. Thou hast not the wedding garment, and if thou art come to the feast, thou wilt be put out of doors, nay, thou hast been cast out of doors already, and for that reason thou art wretched, return at length, and do not boast. Hear what the Apostle says, though I should distribute all my goods to the poor, and give my body to be burnt, but have not charity. See what thou dost not have. Though, he saith, I should give my body to be burnt, and that, too, for the name of Christ, but since there are many who do this boastfully, not with charity, therefore, though I should give my body to be burnt, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. It was by charity those martyrs, who suffered in time of persecution, did this, but these men do it of their vanity and pride, for in the absence of a persecutor, they throw themselves headlong into destruction. Come, then, that thou mayest have charity. But we have our martyrs. What martyrs? They are not doves, hence they attempted to fly, and fell over the rock. You see then, my brethren, that all things cry against them, all the divine pages, all prophecy, the whole gospel, all the apostolic letters, every sigh of the dove, and yet they awake not, they do not yet rouse from their sleep. But if we are the dove, let us groan, let us persevere, let us hope, God's compassion will be with you, that the fire of the Holy Spirit may glow in your simplicity, and they will come. There must be no despairing, pray, preach, love, the Lord is able to the utmost. Already they begin to be sensible of their shame, many have become sensible of it, and blushed, Christ will aid, that the rest also may become sensible of it. However, my brethren, at least let the chaff alone remain there, let all the grain be gathered together, let whatever has borne fruit among them return to the ark by the dove. Failing everywhere else, what do they now allege against us, not finding what to say? They have taken away our houses, they have taken away our estates. They bring forward wills. See, Gaius Seus made a grant of an estate to the church over which Faustinus presided. Of what church was Faustinus bishop? What is the church? To the church over which Faustinus presided, said he. But Faustinus presided not over a church, but over a sect. The dove, however, is the church. Why cry out? We have not devoured houses, let the dove have them. Let inquiry be made who the dove is, and let her have them. For you know, my brethren, that those houses of theirs are not Augustine's, and if you know it not, and imagine that I delight in the possession of them, God knows, yes, knows my judgment respecting those estates, and even what I suffer in that matter, he knows my groaning, since he has deigned to impart to me somewhat of the dove. Behold, there are those estates, by what right dost thou assert thy claim to them? By divine right, or by human? Let them answer, divine right we have in the scriptures, human right in the laws of kings. By what right does every man possess what he possesses? Is it not by human right? For by divine right, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. The poor and the rich God made of one clay, the same earth supports alike the poor and the rich. By human right, however, one says, this estate is mine, this house is mine, this servant is mine. By human right, therefore, is by right of the emperors. Why so? Because God has distributed to mankind these very human rights through the emperors and kings of this world. Do you wish us to read the laws of the emperors, and to act by the estates according to these laws? If you will have your possession by human right, let us recite the laws of the emperors, let us see whether they would have the heretics possess anything. But what is the emperor to me? Thou sayest. It is by right from him that thou possessest the land. Or take away rights created by emperors, and then who will dare say, that estate is mine, or that slave is mine, or this house is mine? If, however, in order to their possessing these thing, men have received rights derived from kings, will you that we read the laws, that you may be glad in having even a single garden, and impute it to nothing but the clemency of the dove that you are permitted to remain in the communion of the Catholic Church, usurp peace, may not dare to possess anything in the name of the Church. But what have we to do with the emperor treating of human right? And yet the apostle would have us obey kings, would have us honor kings, and said, honor the king. Do not say, what have I to do with the king? As in that case, what have you to do with the possession? It is by the rights derived from kings that possessions are enjoyed. Thou hast said, what have I to do with the king? Say not then that the possessions are thine, which men enjoy their possessions, thou hast referred them. But it is with divine right I have to do, saith he. Well, let us read the gospel, let us see how far extends the Catholic Church of Christ, upon whom the dove came, which taught, this is he that baptizeth. In what way, then, can he possess by divine right, who says, I baptize, whilst the dove says, this is he that baptizeth, whilst the scripture says, my dove is one, the only one of her mother. Why have you torn the dove, nay, rather, have torn your own bowels, for while you are yourselves torn to pieces, the dove continues entire. Therefore, my brethren, if, driven from every point, they have nothing to say, I will tell them what to do, let them come to the Catholic Church, and together with us, they will have not only the earth, but him also who made heaven and earth.